Killian's desk faced the door, an austere, uncomfortable-looking guest chair set at an angle on the near side. Against the door wall stood a wooden filing cabinet, and next to it a work table where, Jane said, Killian spent hours preserving and mounting species of insect gathered from the surrounding countryside. Each one was photographed and annotated in leather-bound volumes. Beyond that, another door led to a small kitchen with little more than a sink and draining board, an old refrigerator, a small electric oven, and a shelf with an electric kettle, teapot, and tea caddy. Enzo's first impression was of an almost obsessive sense of order. The desk was set at right angles to the window, carefully aligned with the run of the floorboards. The books on the shelves behind it were perfectly perpendicular, each spine meticulously lined up with the edge of the shelf it stood on. Enzo crossed the room and ran the tips of his fingers lightly along one of the rows, following the regularity of its contours. And he noticed that the books were all arranged in alphabetical order, first by author, then by title. On the desk itself, two wire trays were placed, one at each side, an in-tray, an out-tray. Each was empty. The brass desk lamp was set at a 90-degree angle on the far left-hand corner of the desk. The only incongruity was a curled and faded yellow post-it stuck to its glass shade with scotch tape. On a pristine, unmarked blotter, a desk diary lay open at the week beginning September 23, 1990. A pen nestled where the pages curled into the line of its spine.
"It didn't look quite this way when I got here," Jane said. "Whoever shot him had been searching for something. Whether it was anything specific or just valuables, we'll maybe never know."
She sighed.
Anyway, I straightened it up as best I could, trying to remember the way he kept things. Nothing has been moved or removed, and nothing introduced. Everything is exactly as it was then.
She couldn't resist a glance toward the floorboards beneath the window, and Enzo was quick to spot it. Although it had faded with time, the blood that had seeped from Killian's fatal wounds had left an indelible, dark stain in the wood.
"I washed the bloodstains from the wall once the police were finished. There were two exit wounds, and you can see where the bullets pitted the plaster, the third lodged in his spine."
Enzo wondered whether it was simply time, and the no doubt oft-repeated phrases that lent the mechanical, emotionless quality to her voice. He nodded and lowered himself into Killian's captain's chair. Its leather seat had become dry and brittle after all this time, and the chair groaned beneath his weight. Perhaps by placing himself in the man's seat, he could find some way into his mind.